Scheisse, Scheisse, Blumpkin. That's the name of my German band.
Hosen Scheisse, Hosen Scheisse. Was ist das? Was ist das? Entschuldigung, Kinder, Entschuldigung, Kinder. Was ist das? Was ist das?
Wow, I'm just gonna clap for that because that was pretty fucking rad, my man. That was pretty good. I think we're thoroughly warmed up.
I'm warm.
How you feeling? You pretty good?
I'm feeling pretty toasty.
My name is Darren Pfeiffer. Over there, as always, is my friend TS. It is May the 10th, 2016. Episode number 31 of the Dangerous Darren Show, live and direct on the Adobe Radio Network there. Thanks for tuning in. Hit us up on Twitter, folks. It's at DangerousD_show. TS, as always, is at Burn H-Wood Burn. I'm at Darren99. Also, thanks to the good friends at Roland for the use of the drums. The V drums you heard off the top of every show with a different kit. I change it up. And so thanks to them. Hit them up on YouTube. Hit them up, rather, on Twitter, I should say. Roland_US and our friends at Blue Microphones for the use of the Yeti Pros that we use every show. Thank you so much for that. Hit them up as well, bluemicrophones.com and at Blue Microphones on Twitter. TS, I got a great show, as always. Yeah. All of our shows are awesome. Not one stinks.
Nope.
Well, the first one kind of sucked, but we got better.
It can only go up from there.
Yeah. We have Chino, singer of the Deftones.
Awesome.
I know. Love you know him.
Very cool dude.
Friend of yours and friend of ours. And I've known him for a long time. And they have a new record out right now called Gore. And I asked him if I could play a couple tunes or play a song. He's like, yeah, man, play whatever you want. I said, what song do you want me to play? And he goes, I don't know, play whatever you want. I go, don't you have a single? He's like, I don't know, play whatever you want.
Yeah, that's cool.
I asked him three times. I thought he'd pick one. So I picked a song, which is called Prayers and Triangles. It's really fucking good. Classic Deftones.
It's a pretty solid record top to bottom.
Cool record cover. It's got a bunch of flamingos flying across the sky. It doesn't look like a metal record at all. It's just so cool. They're very, very... No one sounds like the Deftones. And I love what they've carved out over the years. A great career.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll get to that in a bit. But what's going on? What's going on? You're a little worse for wear today, probably.
I'm a little rough around the edges.
Over
still.
The weekend, you beat yourself up pretty hard.
I got beat up by the bookies and...
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. And I didn't cash one ticket this week. And what happened? We had my birthday celebration.
Yep.
At the Village Idiot.
Yep, you turned 32 for like the 15th time or something like that.
Somebody brought me a cheesecake that said fuck you TS on it.
Yeah, that was me.
That's one of the last things I remember.
That's love, man.
That is.
That's love. That's love when you have that's a good friendship right there. Yeah, you had your birthday party at the Village Idiot there on Melrose, and the Derby was on that day, so we had some Derby time. And it was just a blast. It was just a lot of fun and stupid silliness and drinking and food and the Derby. Nyquist won the Kentucky Derby. No big shock there.
As expected.
But then we went back to your house and had a jam party with some indulging in adult beverages and adult other things. And speaking of adult beverages,
oh, yeah, let's hear. Let's do this.
We have...
Oh, are we doing this? In stereo.
Have we ever had the Silver Bullet on the show before?
We have to have had the Tap the Rockies many times.
Tap the Rockies. Wow, that's good. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay.
There is nothing like a cold Coors Light.
Dude, there's nothing better than when you're really thirsty and you take that first giant swig of ice cold beer. It's better than, like, I'd say it's better, that first swig of beer is better than that first thrust of sex. Like, when you first go in.
The first one, well.
I can't believe I'm in there. Oh, it feels so good. That a sip of ice cold beer when you're thirsty is better than that.
I would say if you take a sip of cold beer as you're about to penetrate. As you're penetrating, like, time it, you know.
Wow, TS. Nothing gets better than that.
No.
Okay, I'm going to try that tonight.
All right.
I'm going to call
it. I would like a full report.
We'll get that on. Kentucky Derby was a lot of fun. Nyquist won. There were some cool horse names. There was Gunrunner, Danzig's Candy, which started out of the gate pretty strong.
Yeah, I knew that horse was going to fade.
You did. You called it. You did. Yeah. He was like, he's going to fade, relax. And he faded.
Luckily, we didn't get those Danzig's Candy tickets in.
And then Nyquist was in the middle of the pack and then just charged. She's all over. Hard. But I think Gunrunner showed. I think Gunrunner was third. Wasn't he third?
I can't remember.
I'll have to look it up. So yes, let's see if you can remember this. Kentucky Derby horse names, true or false? Trojan Nation.
True.
That's correct. Gunrunner.
True.
Fistful of Dollars.
False.
Correct. You're three for three.
Great movie, though.
Danza Candy.
True.
Tempest.
False.
Wow, man. 5 for 5. Red, Red Wine.
False.
Correct. Cherry Wine.
True.
Yes. Tom's Ready.
True.
Speed of Light.
False.
Yes. And finally, for the sweep, I might add, Epic Dream. True or false?
False.
Correct. Yes. Holy shit, yes. 10 for 10.
I know my ponies.
You know the runners. Man, that's fucking impressive. I thought you were going to get one wrong. I got a confession to make, TS, and I'm a little embarrassed about it, but I am an open book, so I'm just going to spill it. Last week, I was home, and Curtis was just running around. I didn't know he was here doing whatever, and I started to try to rub one out. Oh, man. I didn't think he was around, and I was middle of the afternoon, like 2 o'clock. I got really horny. I was like, I'll click on you porn, see what's going on.
Yeah.
And there were some videos there, and saw some ladies, and I started to rub one out, and he just burst into my room. He was like, dude, what's up? He's like, I need to ask you something. I'm like, dude, and I covered myself up, and he's like, oh shit, and he walked away laughing.
You're at full. You're at full mast.
Oh, dude, I was.
You're
going running,
you're
for
like
it.
Going for it.
Oh yeah, 100%. I have never been caught jerking off in my entire life. And I grew up in a house of 5 siblings. So have you been caught jerking off?
No, I haven't. I mean, I've locked myself into many bathrooms, but
never been caught?
No. What I do behind closed doors is my business.
But have you, like in your youth, no one ever busted on you or?
No. Wow. No. I mean,
I can't claim that I've never been caught. I've been caught by Curtis Bird.
I mean, we may want to ask my brother or somebody else. I don't know.
No, you'd know if you got caught. I think that you'd remember because I'm going to remember this for a long time. Cock in hand, Brady. Cock in hand. I was totally caught. Let's get to that interview with Chino, singer for the Deftones. Very good guy. He has about 4 or 5 musical projects on the go. Like Crosses and the Deftones, and he's got some other things going on. He just started a brand new band with Mackie, drummer for Bad Brains and Cro-Mags. He's got so much on the go, and the Deftones have been doing it for 20-plus years. Very good friends of TS and I. Their new record is called Gore, and here's my chat with Chino, singer for Sacramento metal band the Deftones, and it's only on The Dangerous Darren Show.
On the telephone here at The Dangerous Darren Show with a longtime friend of mine, singer for the Deftones, Dream Sleep, and Crosses, Chino Moreno. Hey, Chino, how you doing?
What's up, man? How are you?
Doing great. Southern California. Sun is shining. I have no complaints.
Right on. Same here. I'm up in Oregon, and it's probably the most beautiful day of the spring so far.
Are you up in Sacramento today?
No, I'm in Oregon. I moved to like Bend, Oregon about a few years ago. I've been here for a few years.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. We've played Bend, Oregon a few times. It's a good little music town.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's pretty small, but it's chill. I like it. It's a good juxtaposition from, you know, being on tour all the time, and you get to come home and straight chill, and that's what it's like.
It's so weird, man. I know so many musicians that are moving to Oregon, not just Portland, but other parts of Oregon as well. I wonder what the draw is. Is it just the air quality, or is it a slower pace of life?
We have water up here.
Plenty of that.
But no, I mean, it's for me, my wife's parents moved up here like 5 years ago, so we were coming up and visiting them a lot. And then I was looking for a place in L.A. I was actually living in L.A. for like 10 years before that, prior 8 to 10 years prior to that. And I liked it. I didn't move away from L.A. because I didn't like it. I just was like looking to get a spot, and like I was looking at what I get up here compared to what I get down there. And just quality of life, you know, just different. It's a little slower pace, and it's good for the kids and stuff like that. Nice schools, things like that, you know.
The kids liking it up there? I mean, do they remember Los Angeles?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we still go back there. I mean, I always got to go back for work. I'm actually going back tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow. And you know, they come with us and, you know, get to go see all the old friends and stuff like that. So it works out.
Is there an airport in Bend, or do you have to, like, go to Portland?
There is. It's a small airport, but you basically got to fly. There's, like, one direct flight to L.A. a day, so usually I just get on a flight to Portland and then from Portland to
hopefully
LA.
It's
or to Burbank. I like to fly to Burbank.
Oh, hopefully it's not too early.
What's that, the flight?
Yeah.
It is. It's super early. It's like you got to get, it's like the flight leaves at 5:10 in the morning from here, so you got to get up, like, 3 in the morning. The airport's, like, 30 minutes away, so... Yeah, it's like it's good though because you get into Burbank at like 8:30 in the morning, and then you know, usually like we're rehearsing or whatever we're doing is in that area in the valley. So so like I kind of get a full day in LA. By the midday I'm pretty tired, but it, you know, I like being able to like get a full day, not like, you know, just get in and get right to work.
Yeah, totally. Do you ever walk around Bend, Oregon and think, this is great, I love this lifestyle, it's slower, there's water, there's fresh air, and then you get recognized, someone walks up to you and goes, hey, aren't you Chino from Deftones? Does that ever happen?
Yeah, I mean, it does every now and then, but, I mean, anywhere that happens, people are pretty cool, man. I have to say that, like, I have, like, the fans that we acquired over the years are, like you know, there's some of them that are, you know, crazier than others, but most of them are pretty chill, man, and they're just like, you know, like, yo, I've been listening to you since I was this old or whatever, and, you know, or, you know, your music got me through this or this or that, whatever. People are, like, pretty appreciative and sweet, you know what I mean? So I don't mind it at all. I actually dig it.
Talking to Chino, singer for the Deftones here on the Dangerous Darren Show. Gore came out, and I gotta say, it sounds really good. Some of the songs are really heavy. Some of them are a little softer. Going into the recording process or the writing process, was it a situation where you and Steph were conscious of that, or does it just spill out of you at this point?
No, I mean, it's pretty much we're pretty, like, reactive the way that we work. It's like everybody just kind of reacts to what the person, you know, the other guy is doing, and, you know. Sometimes it's like it's easy. Sometimes you just go along with it. Sometimes there's a lot of little push and pull there, but it keeps it interesting for us. I mean, you know, we've been not only in a band for over 20 years, but I mean, almost 30 years, I want to say, but we've been friends for even longer. You know what I mean? So like we all know each other inside and out, and like we actually get along really well. But we do still push each other, you know, when we are working creatively, and you know, I think that keeps it, you know, interesting for us after all these years, for sure.
Well, congratulations on the success. It's being very well received. I mean, anytime you guys put out a record, people seem to really, really love it. One thing I do always wanted to talk to you about, Chino, was the covers of the Deftone records are very, very poetic and very picture, and they're very arty, and I like that. I actually love that. I mean, looking at Koi No Yoken, you got the picture of that rainy entranceway and Diamond Eyes with the owl and the seductive girl on the wrist album, and then now with Gore, you got that really cool picture of all those birds. I mean, it's amazing. It kind of reminds me of the Blur record cover. It's very arty, very like cool. Makes you think. Is that something you guys are thought of before you put out records, or did you move into that realm later on?
We don't really think about it before the record. I mean, I think White Pony was the only record that we actually had a title and sort of somewhat of the imagery ready to go before we wrote like a note of music, but that was rare. Most of the time, you know, the batch of songs are done and they're close to being finished. And, you know, I kind of always more just browsing like the Tumblr or whatever. And like, I find images sometimes and I just look at it and it just, you know, strikes your attention. And, you know, it's kind of like when I go in the record store still to this day, I can very much be like persuaded into buying an album just by the way it looks. You know, I mean, I still really like, you know, albums the way, you know, neat album covers look, and, you know, and so I usually like, you know, have an idea like this one, for instance, the Gore record. It was I actually found this picture online of these flamingos in flight, and usually you don't really see flamingos in flight. You see them standing there with one of their legs up or whatever. So to see them in flight was just like this awesome thing. And then I wanted to use that specific picture for the album cover, but we couldn't find a high res version of it, couldn't find out who even took the picture, so we couldn't do it. So we found another one, and then we had the colors like saturated and done exactly like the picture that I found really, because the colors I think are very important to like why the picture, you know, sort of has it, you know, that look to it. And then obviously the album title is like totally offsets it and sort of, you know, is a, you know, huge dichotomy to the, you know, to the art. So I don't know, I was explaining before, but I feel like our music is sort of that same way too. I mean, there's a lot of push and pull in our music. There's a lot of, you know, jagged edges, you know, and smooth edges, and all those things sort of, you know, make up what we are. So, you know, if anything, that was sort of the idea behind it.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. It's a lost art for sure. I'll walk into a record store and walk through and look at records of bands I've heard of or bands I've never heard of and look at their record cover and think, what on earth were you thinking? It's just awful. But you guys have taken the art of artwork to the next level on your last several releases. So, I mean, thank you for that. Also, the record title, you're right, is a big contrast, a push and a pull from the beauty of the Birds in Flight to the cover of the title of the record, Gore, which, consequently enough, you guys and the band Cannibal Corpse have a record called Gore. So you got that going for you.
Oh, I didn't know they did. How awesome is that?
Yeah. I think one of their latest records, like their last two records, was called Gore as well. But they're a lot more actually gory than you guys are.
Right. Now we got to write a ballad called Hammer Smash Face.
Exactly. Or Skull Full of Maggots or something like that. But talking to Chino, he is a singer for the Deftones, Dream Sleep, and Crosses. I mean, what's going on with Dream Sleep and Crosses right now? Is that on hiatus because the record's out, or do you got stuff still going on with them?
They're both sort of working on stuff like all that music stuff. It's like usually the music is sort of done, and then they kind of just like give me like the music pretty much already like finished, and then I just sort of add vocals to that stuff. So those guys have all been busy working on stuff. The Crosses guys, the Team Sleep guys, they're all you know, everybody kind of has like a lot of different hands on a lot of different projects, whatever. So it's like you know, it actually works out really well as far as like keeping busy, but at the same time, you know, like letting other things breathe and whatever. So yeah, I mean, there's no like dire need to like, you know, to put any of that stuff out. But so it's one of those things when we get the time and everything works out, you know, we'll put something out. But it's definitely fun. I mean, I just love making music with my friends, man. And I have a lot of friends that make music, so like, you know, it's I'm lucky for that.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. I've always wanted to know, when you're not touring or we're not recording with the Deftones or going out and doing your other projects, and when you're home and you're with your kids and your wife, of course, but what do you do? Like, I always want to know, what do you do like that turns you on? Like, is it sports? Is it skateboarding? Is it drawing? Is it art? Like, when you have your free time, what do you do?
Well, I don't really. The only time I get on my skateboard now is if I go to like, maybe I'll ride it to the store to pick up like, you know, a beer or do whatever. Like, I don't really do tricks anymore. I think I've passed that age just like a few years back. But I snowboard. There's a lot of snowboarding up here, which is really fun. I can still do that. I ride mountain bikes a lot. There's like really cool trail system up here. So like, I have a few friends here in town, and we just mash out and like just ride these awesome trails on our mountain bikes. I drink beer. I love beer.
me too.
I play with my dogs. You know what I mean? I listen to records, you know what I mean? It's pretty normal stuff. You know, I like to swim a lot. The summer here is really awesome. There's really cool rivers, and like, you can like float the rivers, and like, you know, it's like outdoor stuff basically here is like really, really cool. So that's another reason why I love it out here. But yeah, that's pretty much it, man. It's like, you know, I can definitely find, right now I was writing, when you called, my wife had me outside raking up pine needles, so. I was making some huge pine needle piles, but thank you for calling me and getting me out of that.
Okay, well, hey, you're like, hey, honey, I'll rake up the leaves, but I got, you know, an interview to do. Give me a minute and have a beer or something afterwards. But hey, Chino, we've known each other for 20 years, which is crazy when you think about it. And when Goldfinger first started, we were on one of those, you know, early warp tours, and you guys were on, and we did the whole thing, and you guys did the whole thing, and we became.
Dude, how much fun was that?
It was
like, when I look back at it, it's like totally, that was like the time. You know, I know it sounds like cliche, but that was sort of like the time of our lives. I know for us it was like 90, what was it, like 96, 98, 97?
Yeah.
What was it? Somewhere around then. Man, it was just a good time. So many different bands, and like, you guys, everybody was like, you know, it definitely like, there was no like crazy vibes. Everybody was chilling, hanging out, and this is a good time, man. So many different types of music and good people, man, that I, you know, still know from these days. Charlie and you and, you know, everybody's cool, man. It's good. I'm glad to see everybody doing well.
I agree. It was a time of our lives as well. We were on tour with these incredible bands like you and, you know, the Boston's and Sublime was on a few dates. It was just a time of our lives that we got to see these guys every day, hang out with them, have drinks with them, talk about, you know, influences, smoke a little bit, drink a little bit. It was incredible. And for us to have that adventure with you guys and see your career grow and our career grow, it was a pleasure. And I'm really stoked that I can call you a friend. It's great.
Right on, man. For sure, for sure. I think maybe you're talking. I think the first one, because I know we've done the Whip Tour like in the '90s. We did it like 3 or 4 times, but the one with Sublime on it was the first one, and we were on like half of those dates. But it was Sublime, and I remember No Doubt was on it, and like Quicksand. That's where we actually met Sergio, who's our bass player now, but he was in Quicksand at the time. He actually still is, but that's where we met him. Met so many people that, you know, that I still cross paths with, and, you know, I mean, it's like those were the days, man.
Yeah, they really were. I look back at them with very fond memories. Chino, thanks for being on the show. I do appreciate it. When you get to Los Angeles, I'll take the time to have a beer with you. I know it's a really great place that serves awesome German beer. I'll take you there, and we'll have a couple of liters and have a lot of fun. And let me know when you get into town, and we'll make plans.
Sure thing, my man.
Much love
from you.
Much love and respect, and talk soon.
Same to you. All right.
There you go. My chat with Chino Moreno, singer for the Deftones. Great guy, very busy guy, and I love him to death. They have a new record, the Deftones do. It's called Gore, G-O-R-E, and it is out right now, and it's got a really great cover, really cool flamingos flying across the air, and every single song on it is amazing. We're going to get to one of them called Prayers and Triangles in a minute, but yes, that looks frightening. What the fuck is it?
I've managed to procure a bottle of moonshine, a full mason jar, 1-quart apple pie, traditional
Jesus
recipe.
Christ.
It's strong. Would you like to try it?
I'm going to have to give it a shot after we come out of break. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to be dead after this.
iDopey Radio. iDopey Radio. iDopey Radio.
Welcome back to the Dangerous Darren Show right here on Adobe Radio Network. Dangerous D _ show on Twitter, and TS is at Burn, H Wood Burn, and I am at Darren 99. And TS has poured me something that looks like gasoline.
It's a little brownish like apple gasoline juice color, nice cinnamon nose to it. It's mom's apple pie.
I don't know if moonshine is mom's apple pie, but we're going to fucking give it a go.
It all depends on where your
mom
lives.
What's the proof of this?
I don't know. It's pretty high, though.
Great. I'm going to die.
All right.
Good knowing you,
bud. Cheers.
Here we go. Moonshine.
Oh, wow. That was really smooth. That was tasty.
But it's got a kick. Like a mule.
Cheers to you.
Yeah, I like it. Wash it down with some silver bullet.
It's going to be a good day.
Okay, we got a new bit coming up right here on the Dangerous Darren Show called TS and Darren's Movie Review. I have yet to record a piece of music for it, but it's going to go something like this. Movie review. Movie review with TS and Darren. We go to the shows. Johnny Carson theme, right? So we'll totally lift it. No one will care. Yeah. You went to see Captain America Civil War, which, if you look on Fandango, 5 stars out of 5. The fans are saying 5 out of 5, and critics are saying over 80%, which is super rare.
Yes, it was.
Was it worth it?
It's totally worth it. I just saw it in regular old-fashioned 2D. I think I'm going to go back for the 3D experience. It was amazing. Action-packed. It's not super, like, cartoonish storyline. It's actually got a really cool, a little bit thought-provoking storyline.
Yeah.
About, you know, government oversight and governments overreaching their borders and, you know, sovereign nations. And
so there's a good plot.
There's a great
plot.
And I'm
sure the action was epic.
It was amazing. There's a cameo by a young Spider-Man. It's pretty funny, a little comic relief.
Yeah, I heard he's in it somewhere.
Who else is there? Oh, Black Widow.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. Does this move on one of the bad guys?
iDopey Radio. iDopey.
Yeah.
And then the neck gets twisted.
iDopey Radio.
I only watch to a certain point. put it in the bank.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you do jerk off, you liar. Wow. So you'd recommend me seeing it?
Absolutely. I'm going to go see it again. We'll go see it in 3D.
Let's do it. When? Tonight.
Let's go tonight.
What we're doing tonight. Tuesday night movie night with Darren Diaz. Well, that's great, Diaz. I'm going to get to some music news. Check this out.
Lots going on in the world of music. News, news, news from the world of music. Music, 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 music. Music news in your motherfucking face. Yeah.
Music news theme written by Merle Haggard. The last thing he ever wrote before he passed away.
Produced by Prince.
No, Prince just mixed it.
He didn't produce it.
He mixed it. Yeah, he put a mix on it. But there's some stuff going on in the world of music right now, TS. Talking Heads, Quash reunion rumors. Talking Heads, of course, they have Burning Down the House and Once in a Lifetime. And they have so many great songs. Chris France and Jerry Harrison say that there is no Talking Heads reunion on the cards. It's been rumored. The hopes of Talking Heads fans around the world would have been dashed with comments from Chris France and Jerry Harrison saying that there is no reunion in the works. Word broke across the internet recently that the four members of the band had reunited and were in the studio recording brand new music with a tour coming in 2017. The group has not worked since 1991. If the Talking Heads got back together, it would be fucking epic. And the big news right now in the world of music is Sharon Osbourne dumps hubby Ozzy. It's a report, not confirmed, but it's a report. TV hostess Sharon Osbourne has reportedly kicked husband Ozzy Osbourne out of their marital home following cheating claims, which is fucking strange because Ozzy's like really old and who would want to, he's like 67, who'd want to be with Ozzy, right?
Can he even perform?
Probably not. We'll take a pill for it.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
What does he look like naked? Not rad.
He might be a super fit old man.
I guess. I don't know. The 63-year-old presenter of the U.S. talk show The Talk has been married to the 67-year-old Black Sabbath rocker for 34 years, but it appears their decade-long union may be in deep trouble at the moment. UK newspaper The Sun reports Sharon and Ozzy got into a heated argument with each other after she confronted him with alleged proof he cheated on her with a 45-year-old celebrity hairdresser named Michelle Pugh. The publication claimed Sharon went, quote, unquote, ballistic and insisted that she had suspected he was having an affair for quite some time.
So
how does Ozzy woo a younger woman?
Pussy. I'm Ozzy Osbourne. There's a cock in your mouth. Sharon.
Oh, you're not That's Sharon. All you can get from it. She's like, did you want to put your cock in my mouth?
Blowjob.
Celebrity hairdresser. Probably well put together. They usually are. Gives Ozzy an alleged BJ.
So let's say he takes a Viagra and he gets hard and she's blowing him and the salon in the back room. He's
when you're that old, do you come dust?
Oh God. What does a 67-year-old cock look like?
It's like a little spider blew out.
I just want to kill myself thinking about that. But that's it in the world of music. Although there's another one, Courtney Love saying that the whole band might reunite for some shows. And all I got to say is, please God, no.
But even better than that, Black Sabbath is doing their the end tour where this is the end. So Ozzy will be free to get all of the
ass he wants
on their final tour ever.
Pussy.
That's what he says to girls. That's how he hits on girls. Girl, what a great show tonight, Ozzy.
Give the pussy.
It gives every man hope.
God. Well, he is Ozzy. He can just walk up to girls and just tear their clothes off, and they're going to go, okay, you're Ozzy. Do what you want. You're Ozzy. Well, I have to go. I've never seen Black Sabbath, yes. And now that rock stars are dying at an alarming rate, I am going to see Black Sabbath.
They're playing at the Hollywood Bowl.
We got
all places. We have to go.
We have to go. We got to get stoned and like.
It's going to be crazy there. Hell yeah! Well, there's going to be like 10,000 people light up at once.
All right now. great. So Weed News. Check this song out. It's awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo.
Weed News. Weed News. Weed News. Weed News. Weed News. Weed News. Weed News.
The Weed News theme, written, recorded, produced, mixed, and engineered by Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, sweet leaf, you have changed me. In weed news, California. Hashtag weed news.
There you go.
California, I've got some great news for everybody in California. Expect full legalization to be on the ballot in November. The Adult Use of Marijuana Act will kick off its campaign this week. They have raised enough. They got enough signatures, 600,000 signatures collected. We only needed 395 signatures for the measure to go on the ballot. So everybody get out there and vote for legalization.
So statewide?
Statewide.
So recreational.
Recreational, statewide, on the ballot. Will be,
who
is
put
expected
forward
to be,
this, what is it called, a motion? Or who
there were some
forward?
Coalitions of some...
Groups of people.
There's
that
lots
like
of groups
together,
of people.
Votes, and then they're going to try to get a bill passed?
They were actually, the bill is written.
Did you write it?
Okay, I did not write it. In order for this to get on the bill, you write your bill, and then you go and collect signatures. So you need a certain amount of signatures to get it on the ballot, which is, in this case, was 395,000. So there were people out there pounding the pavement, collecting signatures.
Wow, a lot of work.
They got 600,000 signatures. So, you know, you take a little sample size of those. Some of them are might be fake. Some of them aren't. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, some are. If you can't read them, then you're disqualified. But we're going to have enough signatures, and this will be on the ballot this November, which is great because it's a huge election. We're deciding who the president's going to be.
Right.
And this is when everybody comes out to vote. In the past, when legalization has failed, it's midterm elections and nobody votes in those things. So
now how does this work, TS? Is it a situation where the local state legislation vote on this, or is it a prop where I can vote?
We are voting.
So the state of
this
California.
This is a proposition.
The
whole state, the people will
decide.
So this
decide. Is in stuffy suits in a room somewhere. This is you and I.
This is how it works, man. The people gathered the signatures. We got enough signatures. We put it on as a prop vote, and then the people get to vote. Power to the motherfucking people.
Wow. So I wonder how overwhelmingly landslide it's going to pass, because California traditionally is a Republican state. It's a conservative state, although people in California do not live a conservative lifestyle. No way. I mean everyone else out there, you know, having a good time drinking and partying and smoking and surfing and going to rock shows and whatever, and the Cannabis Cup is here. You were just there a few weeks back,
and there's a picture of a kid doing a dab on the LA Times website. So
on a related side note, you made me dab last weekend. I don't smoke weed very often, TS. I maybe once or twice a year I rarely but you said I'll give you a little baby dab.
I gave you a little baby
on
dab.
On this crazy-ass fucking device that looked like a space shuttle. it was nuts. And I dabbed, and I got just the right amount of high. Whatever you gave me worked, because I didn't feel overwhelmed, but I felt good enough to, like, get into the music.
Yeah. I gave you a nice little measured amount.
So besides that, well, okay, on this vote situation, what are we looking at as far as timelines? When is this going to be... What's the timeline on this?
Generally,
what are we looking like?
Generally, after, if it passes, it will probably go into effect January, is usually when everything takes effect, like January 1st.
So, when
does
the
year.
Prop become available for people to vote? Like, how long before?
We vote on during the general election, November. The first Tuesday, second Tuesday in November?
Whatever.
Well, we'll figure it out by the time we get there. November. It happens in November. And when we all get out there and vote for whoever is going to be president, and then all cross your fingers by January, we'll all be smoking legal weed.
And then the state makes crazy money.
There's a
you look at the amount of people that live in California, and then you look at the amount of people that live in Colorado, or Washington, or Maine.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the money that the state could make could pretty much take care of the country.
Yeah, it's
you know what I mean? Like revenue?
California, I think, is the second, or even Los Angeles is like the second largest economy, maybe the third largest economy in all of the
United
US.
States.
Yeah.
I mean, per capita, the amount of people here, plus the amount of millionaires that live in California, like rock stars, movie stars, film studios, Disney, like the list goes on and on. Like, it's just ridiculous.
And
it's going to be great.
They're already within that measure, there's a 15% tax on all marijuana. So,
is that high? I don't know.
You know, it's a little higher than your average
drug dealer
tax. Yeah.
0%.
It's a little high. It's a little high, but
at least
whatever.
You know, it's clean. It's safe.
Yeah,
you're not going to like lose your mind.
There's going to be measures for testing and regulations and all that stuff. So, you know, we need that. And the government gets their tax, and that's all they really care about.
Yeah. State government, the federal government won't get their money, will they? It's just a state government?
It's a state. The state will get theirs. Maybe they can fix some of the potholes.
Put a skate park in every community.
Give the kids some
and
books.
An ice rink.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
I don't want to go very far to go skating. Either skateboarding or... oh, by the way, TS, I forgot to mention. Off the top of the show, we are 10 days away from hanging out and skating with Tony Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
10 days.
I'm super stoked right now. I can't.
I'm counting the days, no pun intended, Goldfinger. But... it's crazy. Are you going to smoke? That's a good question. Are you going to smoke while or before? Or
I'm going to bring
go clean.
I'm going to bring my little vaporizer, so I'm not offending anybody. I don't know the rules, and I don't want to be that guy. So I'm going to bring my little vaporizer,
mm-hmm.
take a little puff out in the car.
Do you
eat a whole bunch of Advil?
Do you skate a little bit better? Advil for the pain. Yeah. Are you going to do you skate a little bit better when you're high? Or
yeah. Oh, definitely. I'm in the zone. I'm relaxed. I'm just feeling it. I'm ready to go.
Maybe I should try.
Loosen up.
I don't want it to be like, oh, the first time I skated with Tony Hawk and met him, I was super high. I would rather like.
You don't want to change your program on the day of any big event. You want to just keep going with
it. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just going to go status quo then. You can do your status quo. I'll do mine. Well, this is great news for California, TS.
Yes, it is.
Get out there and vote, people. I mean, when it's on the ballot, when it's on the prop, get out there and vote yay.
Yay.
And the
yay.
California state will be rewarded with much needed revenue and people just walking down the streets getting high.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff, TS. So what else is going on in the world of weed? Anything else? Is this the big news?
This is the big one today.
Everything else is status quo?
There's always something happening, but that's the big news this week.
Who's the biggest celebrity that smokes? Is it Woody Harrelson or would it be Snoop Dogg? Like, who would be the most famous guy who says, yeah, I get high? You know, Woody, like, apparently grows weed in Hawaii.
Yeah, I think he's about to open or trying to open up a dispensary on the Big Island, which would be...
Is that legal?
Yeah.
Medicinal?
Yeah, medicinal. You know who else is? Roseanne Barr. She's like a huge marijuana advocate. She also lives in Hawaii, and I love her, and she's amazing. I got a retweet from her at one point in my life.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow, cool. Did you fuck Roseanne Barr?
Fuck yeah.
I'd have to. You'd have to. When it's a without celebrity a doubt. That big, you got to be like, I'm just going to do
it. I always smoke a blunt and get down.
Yeah. You'd have to do it. Oh, what about Star Jones? Would you do her?
I don't know.
If you were really high, would you do it?
Probably.
Roseanne Barr, wow.
Back that ass up.
So she smokes.
She does. She's a big advocate. Who else? There's like, obviously, Be Real and Snoop.
What about Cheech and Chong? Like, those guys are pretty well known.
Those guys are. Is it Tommy Chong?
Tommy
Chong has his own line and strain of medical marijuana that I've seen in Malibu.
Woody Harrelson's like a big movie star.
Woody Harrelson's huge.
Snoop Dogg's a huge rapper. Who else is like a big weed person that's really famous?
Actually, you know who? There's pictures of Shiloh LaBeouf. Coming out of one of our local hydroponic shops right here on in West Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And he's got a little rig, some lights with him, and he maybe just wants to have his hand at growing.
I'd say Woody's still bigger.
Well, Woody's definitely still bigger. This was just like some
that
paparazzi
sounded gay,
shit.
By the way. Woody's really bigger, which I have no problem with. Hey, coming around the bend, folks, we're going to get some brand new music from the band The Deftones. Fuck, if you don't know what The Deftones are at this point in your life, do yourself a massive favor and look into it. If you like metal even a little tiny bit, or if you like the Bad Brains at all, listen to The Deftones and they will blow your mind, especially if you're a little high. It just takes you on a journey, a musical journey, and Chino is the director of that journey. And we're going to get some brand new music from The Deftones right around the corner. It's live and direct on The Dangerous Darren Show. Don't move.
This is my station and you cannot take it away. Idobe Radio.
Idobe Radio.
And we're back from the dangerous Darren break.
Yeah.
Yes. Jazz hands. Is it Shia LaBeouf or Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf.
Is it Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf.
What does that guy do when he meets people before he was famous? Hi, I'm Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
What'd you say? I'm Shia LaBeouf. Nice to meet you. Say that one more time. Shia LaBeouf. I'm sorry. One more time. Shia LaBeouf. Oh, so your name is Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf.
As opposed to like Mike Smith.
If I ever have kids, I'm just going to name them Sounds. Just Sounds.
I think Frank Zappa was a little weird with his children. He named them Moon Unit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Dweezil.
Dweezil.
And his daughter's name is Moon Unit. Like, amazing. But you want to take it a step further and just name your kids like Sounds.
Yeah, just a sound.
Like what?
Like, I'm going to, if I had a son, I'd name him Thud.
Oh, that's a word, though. I thought you meant sounds, like, ah!
Oh, like.
Yeah. Hey, dinner. Are you coming in for dinner?
Do your homework.
How do you spell that on the birth certificate? Without delay, folks, let's get to some brand new music from the Deftones. This song is called Prayers/Triangles. It's so, so good. Check it out. It's on the Dangerous Darren Show.
There's a we
new music right there, folks, from the Deftones, the pride of Sacramento, California, and a song called Prayers Triangles off the record Gore, which is available right now. Go out and get it. And again, if you don't know who the Deftones are, please do yourself a gigantic musical favor and dive in and listen to the Deftones. Fucking awesome. Cheers to the Deftones. Another Cheers. Silver bullet. Here we go. One more cold, ice cold sip. Jeez. The mountains are blue, TS. This yeah, means it's ready to go.
It's time.
Right?
Mm. Oh, delicious.
What's going on in the world of sports? NHL playoffs, TS. I have made a proclamation, but I'm making it live and direct right here on Adobe Radio. I am all in on the Nashville Predators. All in. You going to call?
Oh, man. I'm going to. Okay. Well. And then I'm going St. Louis. So long, Screwy. I'll see you in St. Louis.
No, you got to pick an Eastern Conference team.
Why?
Because St. Louis and Nashville are probably going to meet in a Western Conference final.
Wait a minute.
Well, you can pick St. Louis if you want. It's fine.
I want to pick St. Louis.
I don't think there's rules.
Why are you
here?
Giving me all these rules and restrictions? It's the first time.
You could pick Pittsburgh. You could pick Washington.
I need Okay.
You could pick Tampa Bay and New York. They're in the East. They're still doing well.
All right. I'm going to take Pittsburgh.
Well, they have a 3-2 lead, so they're looking pretty good. Tampa is going to advance for sure. They're kicking New York's ass.
I'm a little behind. I lost a couple of days this weekend, so
you sure did.
You'd have to forgive
you were a mess. Saturday was a write off.
Yeah,
Sunday was recovery day.
A wash, basically a wash.
Just big mess. But yeah, I'm all in for the Nashville Predators. They look good. They were down 2 games. They came back at home and won 2. They're fighting hard. They're playing good hockey. Pekka Rinne is a great goaltender. It's about time that they get their due, the city of Nashville. What have they won? Nothing. The Tennessee Titans went to a Super Bowl and lost to the Rams, the soon-to-be Los Angeles Rams, which, by the way, we got to get tickets.
Oh, hell yeah.
We got to figure this shit out. Like, how can there be NFL football in the city we live in and we're not going to go?
We're not going to go. We have to go.
Curtis Bird's here,
ladies and gentlemen.
Curtis Bird, you're going to the first game?
Yeah, they're playing Dallas.
Oh, shit. We got to go. And boo
and
Dallas.
Burn down the stadium.
Yes. Or at least Dallas's buses and trucks.
Oh, we'll get there with the eggs. It'll be like the old Raider days.
Can we have them filled with gasoline?
We'll start egging the team bus as they show up.
Oh, God, that'd be so good.
Sit hanging out on Figueroa and some lawn
find out
chairs.
The route that they come in and like plant little mines on the street.
Just throw dog poop at them.
Curtis is a gigantic Dallas Cowboys fan, and I still can't believe that we're still friends. because of it. Like, I can't be friends with a Dallas fan. Ugh, makes me sick. Oh, in the NBA, folks. The Raptors had a little bit of trouble with Miami in that first game, but then they won a bunch of games, and they're on their way to the NBA finals. That's for sure. I think they have enough power to get past Cleveland, who swept Atlanta. Barely, they won that last game 4-1. But it's going to be Toronto, Atlanta in the East, and in the West, it's going to be Portland. And not Portland. No, it's Golden State's playing Portland, so it's going to be Golden State. And the Lakers.
Oh, man.
Do you even care about the NBA, TS?
Not so much that the Clippers are gone. Mm. And, yeah.
I don't know. I just love watching good basketball. And this is fuck, man. San Antonio looks good. But Oklahoma City really, really took it to them. And they won those 2 home games back-to-back. San Antonio do not lose back-to-back games, whether they're on the road or home. And they lost 2 back-to-back games. In convincing fashion. God, if Kevin Durant and Westbrook were on the Lakers, it'd be ridiculous. We'll have to wait and see what happens. And the Kentucky Derby, Nyquist won. We all know that. He was a favorite. Do you think he's got what it takes to triple crown it up?
It's hard, but we got the next race coming up in 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think he can take the next one. As far as like being a legitimate threat, he's a threat, man. If he goes undefeated, that'd be huge.
Yeah. And the Doyers, what's going on in the world of the Doyers?
The Doyers were able to grind one out on Sunday.
Yeah, they took 2 of 3 in Toronto.
Rough. It was rough going. We watched, what was one of the highlights of that series was watching R.A. Dickey go up against Clayton Kershaw. I love watching Dickey pitch.
Knuckleball.
The knuckleballer and obviously Kershaw's my boy, but watching Dickie pitch at home, the movement on that ball with the knuckleball, just that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's either but it's sink or swim, and it's feast and famine with that guy. Either he's pitching lights out and you can't hit him, otherwise he's throwing like gems over the plate, and guys are dinging him, ding, ding, ding.
You
don't get that with Kershaw. Kershaw is pretty straight ahead.
When a knuckleballer pitches, it's better later in the season.
With the heat?
Heat, humidity, and the dome isn't really conducive to his pitching style. So
it's nice and cool in there.
It's nice and cool and properly.
It's also Toronto. It's a little chilly.
Low humidity, and you're not getting as much movement on the ball. Mm-hmm. That's a sports science by TS.
Yeah, the Dodgers look good, man. They are struggling. Oh, not struggling, actually. They're struggling to maintain the lead in the NL West. They're tied with the San Francisco Giants, the rebuilt San Francisco Giants. And I think at the end of the season, they're gonna charge forward. The Greinke experiment in Arizona is failing.
It is.
Which breaks my heart because he was awesome, the 1-2 punch we had here in LA with Greinke and Kershaw.
And as his arch nemesis, Yasiel Puig has vowed to be a better team player this year.
Does that mean washing his hands after he poops?
Washing his hands after he poops, allegedly, is one of his goals. You know, they got him a bottle of hand sanitizer. He doesn't necessarily have to wash them, but at least use his little bottle of hand sanitizer.
Oh, boy.
Did you see Bartolo Colon crush his first major league home run at Bartolo Colon, the pitcher for the Mets.
Yeah.
San Diego this weekend.
Like 40,
he's 42 years old. Hit his first major league home run.
Did he really?
He did. Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Off who?
I don't know.
Down in history for serving up a home run.
But I love him. I've seen him pitch with the Yankees. I don't know why. I just love the guy. He's a chubby dude up on the mound. He can still throw the ball, and he's
stealthy.
He's in his 40s, and he crushed a home run this weekend for the first time in his career. The guy didn't actually play for a long.
That's
his first home run ever.
He's been in the years he's been playing.
He's been in the league for a long time. He had some kind of controversial surgery when he had some stem cells inserted into his elbow, and he came back and he's been playing for like 5-6 more years.
Well, he's in the NL now, but how long was he in the AL when he wasn't batting? So maybe he didn't get even a chance to bat.
That's true, because he played for the Yankees and the Oakland. He played for Oakland for a while.
So he wouldn't be batting.
He wouldn't be batting anyway. Yeah,
but now he's with the Mets. He's got a chance. Well, good for him. So Bartolo Colon, his first big major league home run, the big fat fuck. What's your week look like, TS? A lot on the docket?
Working like a sucker and just
Grinding it out.
Making shit happen. Yeah,
after beating yourself up?
After this, I'm going to dry up until next weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No more booze?
Well, until we got five. I'm taking a couple days off.
Any shows coming up we want to see? We should earmark?
I don't even...
You know, we might be going to that show in Old Cella. I'm just giving you the heads up. Early October 6, 7, 8, 9, we might be going to see Bob Dylan and Neil Young.
Where is it at?
It's at Coachella.
It is.
Polo Grounds there.
It's a lot nicer in October.
I interviewed Elliot Lefko, one of the main guys at Golden Voice, and told him about the show. And he's like, dude, absolutely. You want to come in and just get some footage and maybe broadcast from the show? He's down. So basically, the tickets are outrageous, like nuts. The 3-day passes are like $5.99. If you want bleacher seating, it's $14.99. It's its tickets are just through the roof.
Bleacher seating.
There's brand new bleacher seating at this event where they're going to put bleachers on either side because the demographic is going to be a little bit older, so people can't stand a lot. And like Coachella, the stagecoach. There's going to be a lot of people on the ground, like on rugs and blankets. But they incorporated these bleachers, which are prime seats, and they're selling them for a prime amount. 3 days, I believe, go for $14.99.
How
so you're looking at $1,500 just for the tickets alone.
Okay, so let's say I want to take, I'm an old rocker, and I want to take my old lady to see the show, and I want a decent seat. So I'm looking at about three racks, or $3,000.
That's if you want like the VIP.
If I want the VIP
access. If you just want to get in, I think it's like $399.
So I'm looking like for my average, I'm like $600 just to get there.
Just you and your lady to
me
get
and my
in.
Old
and then
lady.
You got to worry about accommodations, food, booze, parking, Viagra.
A must in any festival situation.
Oh my God, do you think they'll have a Viagra vendor there?
It's probably going to be sponsored by Viagra.
Oh my God, could you fucking imagine? Big Viagra logo on the stage as Paul McCartney walking on stage and The Who and Bob Dylan.
I really.
We have to go, Chis, because these guys are dying, man, and we got to go.
I mean, the lineup may even change by the time it happens.
People will die before October. Golden Horse is like, please don't die, Bob Dylan. Don't die.
I've never seen The Who. I really want to see The Who.
Yeah.
Who are you?
It'll just be one. The whole show is basically one hit after another. It's just one hit. And about Paul McCartney is doing 75% Beatles songs. Only songs he sang. He won't do songs that John sang.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want him to sing songs that John sang. I want to hear the songs he sang. I want to hear Yesterday and Eleanor Rigby. I want to hear all the songs he sang. So it'll be a lot of fun. And then he'll have a couple Wings songs thrown in there as well.
Boo.
Band on Boo. The run. It'll be good. We'll be there. It'll be fun.
All right.
So, yes, thanks for coming in, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Cheers. Thank you.
One more silver bullet chug before we get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
On a side note, the rain did not sweep the Gulls in the Calder Cup. They won the first two games, and they lost their third game at home. So go, Ontario Reign, and take it to the fucking stupid Ducks affiliate team, the Gulls, San Diego Gulls. What a stupid name.
Trashbirds. They should be called the Trashbirds.
Well, no one's afraid of a duck. No one's afraid of a fucking seagull.
I am, because every time I go to the beach down in Venice, they shit on me because somebody's been feeding them hot Cheetos.
That's true.
So they're dangerous. Well, only to be shit on.
Well, no. If you feed them, they'll come at you. Like if you give one seagull a piece of bread or a Dorito or something, you don't have one seagull. You have 1,000 seagulls.
Well, they should be called the Anaheim Air.
They
rats.
Morse code. Beep 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 beep. Guy over there's got Doritos.
Squawk 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 squawk.
Anyway, follow us on Twitter one more time, folks, at DangerousD_show. I'm at Darren99. TS is at BurnHWoodBurn, which I might say is a pretty badass Twitter handle. And check him out over there, and check out our good friends Roland at Roland_USA and BlueMicrophones.com for all information on the great microphones. Next week, folks, we got Scott Russo from Unwritten Law.
Oh, I know Scotty.
Scotty boy.
Yeah.
Great
good
guy.
Times.
Great guy. Great guy. Great singer. Great punk rock legend. And brand new music, acoustic music from Unwritten Law. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. See you next week. My name is Darren for TS. Thanks for tuning in to the Dangerous Darren Show. We're out.